Is it able to see
it? What do we find out? Yes, it is. What do we find out about this Lewis Hodd who we've been waiting on for God knows how?
And then I play my kind of weird. I look at the keyboard. What are all these buttons over here for?
Ignore them. Just press the buttons which spell out Lewis Hodd. All you need to do, just
But there's a bunch of information in here that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I point on the screen. What is that?
Nobody understands it.
I don't know. I don't know what you're pointing at.
It's a 9.
The 0 is probably confusing.
Don't piss it off or you'll get the blue screen of death.
I move away.
Okay, so somebody eventually...
After much hilarity ensues.
The guy from the past time continuum, yeah.
Right. So you, looking at the prints you lifted from the letter that was in his apartment, it turns out his real name was Lewis Hodgkiss. He was serving 9 years in a federal penitentiary in Ohio for credit fraud. And as he escaped about 16 years ago.
What, escaped from prison?
He escaped from prison, yes. He was on some sort of work release because he was a nonviolent offender and just managed to slip away.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's no reason that guy would have killed himself.
Well, if he thought he's going back to the big house, the slammer, the big easy and stuff. Yeah, I'm beginning to suspect that maybe he wasn't responsible for,
the letters.
Right. I'm still pointing at that 16-year-old because that's the right age for spite. The old lady's so old that she's actually useless, but she does bitch at people, and so...
No, my money's on the... Super.
Now that I'm down to a clog and greed, I blame my rally.
Okay. Before that hits discard pile, give a second to discard shit. I'll discard those two. And do you want to get rid of Artiste in skill 5, Richard?
Yeah.
Do you want to have Mrs. Ullman get rid of everything or keep Whipcrack Intimidate in case she ever needs to give Andrew Ullman the look?
No, just get rid of everything.
Right. You can never tell when he's going to fuck up. He hasn't done it yet, but, you know, that's where the saying, there'll be hell to pay, might come from.
Yeah, there is.
Does anyone have any kind of get a card back? Because I'm playing Check in Essence.
Give me a second here.
Okay.
Because I want a Check in Essence really, really bad. I need a check.
So do I. I'm trying to build up to cast a spell, but its essence cost is so high that I can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. His wife got better cards than he did. TJ, the gods hate you. Ba-ding. So TJ has no cards, but he gets to refill his hand. So give me a second here. And before you play that check in essence. God damn it. Why can't I get the cards TJ's getting? TJ!
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you whatever you want for your extremely limited master plan so I can get a check in essence too. Here's the cards real quick. Richard, camaraderie, full master plan, pull guild, Grissom, clarity. TJ has weekend warrior, full of Dr. Fulton, plus 20 missile weapons, extremely limited master plan. Logan has guest GM, stat rearrange, attack from prone, haste. Mark has Clug and Greed, low pause Clug and Greed, alertness, supporter 10, with the Japanese schoolgirl one on it. Fausta has next smaller dice, only a master of evil, which I don't know if she can use, stealth, and limited master plan.
Did she get rid of her, intimidation? Mm. Oh, I was gonna give her, it's a crit.
Oh, goddamn. Maybe it's for the best. TJ, can I talk you out of the extremely limited master plan?
Sure. What do you got?
Wait,
whatever you want.
What was Fausta's first card?
Next smaller die.
Right, next smaller.
You want to attack from prone, guest GM? Guest GM is like a rally.
Guest GM, please.
There you go.
Weekend warrior is a check in any skill.
Anything you want.
Richard, were you,
are you doing the essence thing? I'll fucking extremely it and play it.
Yes, I am interested in the essence thing as well, but, yeah.
Are you debating on whether or not it's worth a full master plan?
I'll blow a pause on my fucker to get it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, if you want to try to get the limited master plan out of your wife and give her a full master plan for it, if she'll go for that...
What does the Doc Fulton do?
If you're...
Plus PHV if you do a... if you heal somebody.
Yes.
Also...
Actually, if you call up your wife and get all of her good cards out of her, that might help. I don't know. Good luck with that, though. Honey, give me good cards. Yeah.
No!
I just realized that I'm playing this song.
Oh, God.
Anyhow.
I'm glad you don't
know. So how do I refill my hand again?
No, Logan? No.
Hmm? Well, you would play the guest GM card, and then we would
it's
all...
It's a rally. But
yeah, it's a rally.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, give him a sec. He's debating right now.
Hmm?
Well, it depends on if we get a chance.
So, getting back with the full master plan, we can limited master plan back the guest GM and have another rally.
Yeah, that sounds good. So you're going to grab the essence with the full master plan, then Faust with limited master. I'm good with that.
And then I'll play the clarity so that I have magic points.
Ring, ring, ring. And discard the Gil Grissom, I'm guessing. Abel, are you good with... I don't think Faust has any skills over 100, actually. So you want to give that... Or actually, when she discards it, assuming she's discarding it, does Richard want to grab that for another reroll later, or... Actually, Timmy could grab it. Timmy has a skill over 100. Took him a while to get it back. Swine minusing skills. Yeah?
All right. I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, let me get rid of some shit. And where's that guest GM card?
Oh, Jesus.
Fausta is grabbing that.
Was it played?
Yeah.
I don't think it was played.
Oh, good point. Well then.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay, so in answer to your question, TJ, actually, before you do yours, let me do the only master of evil, Le Parcours. Do you want to get rid of your alertness and supporter 10, Mark?
Sure.
Okay. Let me do a... I'm going to do a refill on me first. I got shit. Okay, so now I'll toss those. And, well, because you had to declare a skill over 100 that you've got, and then I did it, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, that way I'm just trying to get the most cards going through as possible.
Wait, was that a rally he just played?
He did. He played the guest GM, so and then she got it back.
Okay.
So.
Not great, but decent.
Wow, TJ got some sucky cards to make up for all his wonderful, wonderful cards. And I got a bad play immediately. And I got a card I'm going to trade to TJ to thank him for the other cards he gave me.
Yes, I know. I'm going to be as nice as possible for the rest of the time.
There are a lot of people very nice to me. Yep. Okay, here's what we've got thus far. I got Detective Malarski card. I have to take off 3 levels of favors with contacts.
Ouch!
Yeah, that sucks. Especially if you don't have any, like, throwaway contacts that will go down anyway. So, I'll do that in a second here. Richard has camaraderie, plus 20 to club, plus 20 to first aid, nada. TJ has bulletproof, that's the vehicular damage, seduction, plus 1, heal vehicle and speed. I've got stat rearrange skill 15, overactive imagination. TJ, would you like the overactive imagination from me? Ignore D6 of any sand loss, you must play it when rolling the sand loss.
No, to be honest, no.
Oh, well,
trying to max it out.
You want skill 15 then?
Sure.
Great. I'll take your plus 1, unless you really want that.
Whatever. No, I'm planning on tossing all the cards when somebody plays that thing again.
That's up to the NPC who's got it. And, Mark, you've got clogging greed, low pause clogging greed, slap out of it, and analyze device. Fausta has the best cards. Guest GM, Honey Do Better, which is a supporter reroll. Supporter 10, Honey, I really said do better, and a skill 5.
Yay!
And marking off 3.
Call your wife again, damn it.
Mark off that, and mark off... Ooh, some of these are nice.
Alright.
One of them. Good.
Oh, man. What?
I don't control her. It's GM approved.
Mm, whatever the GM wants to do.
If you, I mean, she likes you. Last I checked. She's willing to trade whatever.
You want to get... Do you want any of her cards then, Richard? Supporter reroll's the only one I could think you might want.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Alright, I'll get rid of that. So you're going to have camaraderie and supporter reroll. And PJ gets rid of all of his cards because he hasn't loved them. Logan gets rid of everything except stat rearrange. Mark, you want to get rid of your slap out of it and analyze device?
I'm getting rid of streetwise and opponent fails.
You gain a vague notion of how something works. It does not give you any skill in device. GM can give you a property of it. In other words, if you find a weird widget, I don't think it'll come up this
time. Hey, I trade him a card.
For TJ, that might work.
They analyze device on the gun.
See, that's a good use for it. For you, Mark, I don't think it's going to be a useful card at all. Unless you find weird alien tech, then it's good.
So, how does that analyze device work?
You gain a vague notion of how it works. You point at somebody, squeeze the trigger.
There is a trigger. You point it at someone.
Okay.
It's like a crossbow.
There is a barrel, which is some sort of
a boomstick
tunnel.
I'm going to go ahead and play Make Rocket Go Now.
What's that one do again? I forgot.
Let me try to up my essence right now.
Nice. I didn't get a card to get that shit back.
I think it also works for skill ups, doesn't it?
No, it's just stats. No.
It's just stats? Okay.
Well, here's some funny shit.
Does anyone else think that they need it more than I do? I mean, it's not a big deal.
I'll take it now. I'll get it later. Okay, Richard gets all NPCs discard all cards under out of card play. He's had enough of Fausta. And your other cards are Supporter Refill Camaraderie and Rhino Hiding. TJ has Helpful Librarian.
Reroll or refill?
No, it's a Supporter Reroll. Sorry, Reroll.
Right.
TJ has Helpful Librarian, Navigate 20, Skill 5, and a new Clogging Greed to replace his old one. In addition to my stat rearrange, I got Science 20, Rerolled Skill 5. Mark has, in addition to his R2, Extremely Limited Master Plan. Nice. And the Skill 5. Not nice.
Alright, cost me one pause, but I got it.
Which one pause is pretty good. You can't use that Extremely Limited Plan on, like, a Clogging Greed.
No. Not Extremely Limited means you can't use it on anything that gives pause or cards.
Right. In any case, gentlemen, I definitely have to drop out.
Abel, do you want to reform the call?
Okay, I will do.
And aside from that, anything Abel?
No, I guess not. I'm sorry, I have to go.
Alrighty then. I'll do my skill ups and have a nice day. Clog and Greed, just trade it off to somebody or it burns.
If you want to trade it off somebody, then, how about give it to the new guy?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's a nice new guy.
Change it for the skill 5.
Got it. Alright, catch you later, Teach.
What else does he have for?
There you go.
It goes bye-bye forever.
Mm-hmm.
Skill 5, skill 5, navigate.
And Abel, call everybody back.
They all suck.
I will do.
Actually, Helpful Librarian is better than Season 2.
Oh, shit. I do now.
You should, because we're on the same call.
Alright.
Is unexpected TJ going?
No, he said it a lot earlier.
Did he?
Yeah, you were smoking.
I totally missed it.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to Belladonna later.
Nice! You can have a conversation. That's very clever of you.
Yeah.
Now Abel's just gotta figure out how to call me. Then I want a soda, a new cigarette.
Actually, we're in the PDC building. I might just go downstairs and do that right now before I lose the card.
That's probably not a bad idea, but...
Can we do it while you're smoking?
It's not
going to be any kind
of... Can we take a brief break?
And Richard.
He's playing his It's a Crit card, and he's going to go down and talk to his...
Where is Mark M?
Slave.
I also see Abel.
Yeah, Mark M is there.
Somewhere in the mountain time zone.
Oh.
Like Colorado.
Yeah, I used to live in Colorado. That's where God gets serious about terrain features.
That's right. Colorado Springs, perhaps?
No, this dicking around about terrain features like out here. No, that crap.
None of the gentle rolling planes.
Nah, fuck.
Foothills.
One, two, three.
He's like, let's crush.
I'm getting April. I'm gonna pause the call real quick.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of all the idea cards?
Yep.
Just because they never got played ever?
Yeah.
And plus, it was antisocial. It's like, I'm gonna play an idea card. Everybody gets one less pause.
And I have other people get pissed.
Yeah.
So, you spent the puzzle.
I said, fuck it.
I said, I unpaused.
Oh.
And.
And one pause.
Yes, GMs have paused now too.
Zamboni.
Arthur feels really sick. He goes home. And I just gave you the information on Hotchkiss. So what is next?
He used to have a criminal. Yes?
Wait, dude, there was echo.
Yeah, I'm getting it. But we'll wait, I'm hoping it goes away.
Okay.
If not, we'll beat Logan to death. By we, I mean, ask Travis nicely. Mark, you've been quite quiet. Do you have any theories on how this is going down?
I guess not.
Yeah. How about you, Abel? Do you have theories?
I have theories about the crime, yes, and I have theories about how things are going right now. I hope I'm doing okay, I guess.
Interesting story, even if we don't know what's going on just yet. It's a long time to get to it.
And it seems like the card play has locked things down a bit more than usual.
Yeah, that was a very long instance of it today.
Yeah.
On the back.
And I see Markham. He is talking.
Yes.
And there doesn't seem to be any echo right now.
No, I think we're doing okay. So, do you have any theories on the crime, Mark, at all?
Well, the time of death, roughly, from 9-ish?
Yeah. 9 o'clock is the
letter apparently arrived around then. So there's a lot of yelling. Possibly some confusion from that family with the teenage girls, since their letter might have arrived around the same time. So we've got quite a bit of noise going on for when the time of death was.
Right.
What kind of gun was it that we found?
It was just a .38 revolver.
Revolver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even with a pillow, it would be fairly noisy since it's a revolver. But with that much commotion, I don't know, it seems like it was kind of planned that those letters would arrive and cause a stir.
Yeah, it does look that way.
And also the landlord guy was supposedly around there around that time, so I would say right now he's the only suspect I have.
I don't know, I'm...
Other than that, I don't know what else.
I'm thinking it might be the old woman. Purely because she's the only one that we know of in the building who... No, that's not true. There are three people in the building who didn't receive a letter, as far as we know. The old woman, the cop, and the janitor.
Yeah.
I reckon it is a tragic suicide. I don't think it is a murder. But I think the letters led to it, and thus somebody would be convicted of, I don't know, manslaughter? Murder too? I don't know, inadvertent killing of somebody. I don't know what that comes under US law off the top of my head.
We fingerprint the typewriter yet?
No. We got distracted by elf boxes.
I think that's next then, and then we can work out a better theory after that.
Yeah.
Where is Logan?
I think he went for a smoke.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Alright, no, I'm putting my money on the janitor, now that I've thought about it, because the sandwich was downstairs, the sandwich that you tested matched up with the brand of mayonnaise that was upstairs in the guy's apartment.
Yeah.
If he went around, sneaking around, trying to find out who the people were and what they had in their private life, I mean, he's got the keys to everything, so he could go and snoop around and see the guy was on the run or whatever, and then help himself to a sandwich when he was done.
Yeah. If we get the fingerprints back from the doorknobs and he's on there, he already stated that he's not supposed to go into the rooms, the apartments. So that's one thing.
Yeah, if he's on there, then,
Alright. Doyle comes back looking enlightened.
So, Logan, what brand of cigarettes do you smoke?
I don't. I smoke, Muriel Sweets.
Oh, you hand roll?
No. They're like little cigar type things.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright. Hey, I've been told they smell a bit like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
We have also come up with a theory. What is your theory?
What's my theory?
That Doyle, who looked enlightened, or has he just left?
Oh, no, nothing about that. Just, I went and talked to Belladonna and, just learned a little bit about her. So.
Right.
By the way, she lives far, far away from Erdonia, and they've got, priest kings that can set people on fire if they have forbidden weapons, and her society...
Or armor.
And her society is color-based, so you wear red, you're a warrior. That's why she thinks it is deferential to you.
And they can set people on fire, that's brilliant.
And she thinks I'm a potter because I wore camouflage. Jesus. Strange woman.
Yes, that's right, Mark. There's so much shit going on in the campaign. There was a 3-hour fucking briefing once.
Yeah, I'm still on the stuff from August.
Wow. Yeah, so Timmy will get a card for something he said about the evidence.
And I'm telling you. Oh, extremely limited master plan. I gotta toss my skill 5. I keep that for something nice.
You need to find a failure suite now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll hit you with one, too, if I get failure sweep. Yeah.
Right. So while we were arsing around on the computer, Timmy, I think, was trying to fingerprint the typewriter.
The carriage.
Oh, yeah.
It's obvious that they didn't, like, cover their tracks with the carriage, so I'm definitely wanting to fingerprint that, because I'm thinking they fucked
just
up on that.
Fingerprint the whole thing, man. Just do it.
I'll do that, the typewriter, everything else.
No problem. Let's see. Just give me a forensics roll, Timmy. It's probably just a formality, really. I mean, I'm sure you'll just make it and tremendously succeed and just blow it out of the water.
Made it by 55.
Right, so no fingerprints on the ribbon, no fingerprints on the carriage, so that was a really good idea.
Damn.
Find some cotton fibers trapped in... like one of the gears that holds the ribbon in place.
I'll bring him to Almond.
Sure. Cotton no fibers.
I printed everything.
White cotton fibers.
Who was wearing white we saw today? I do a memory roll. Who was wearing white that we saw today?
Okay, go for it.
Almond was wearing white cotton. Fail.
Unusual for him.
Yep.
Think of the kind of cotton that would be on a Q-tip.
That's
pretty smart.
A good idea. With that, that's very smart. You can take a card for that. This is what is it, World of Pain or something?
No, he got a victory. I'd suggest him tossing it and woman could grab it for his rhino hiding.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I've got rubbish.
Yeah.
Right, with Timmy's forensics role, I'll say, no, it's not like the kind of loose fibers you have in a Q-tip. It's more like clothing.
Yeah, so was anybody wearing white that we talked to today?
No, nobody that you talked to was wearing white.
No, it's probably the cleaning supplies or something in order to wipe the fingerprints off. Okay. That intelligence.
I hate them all so much.
There's no fingerprints on that.
Right, you know, in fact, except for the smear of mayonnaise, the thing is actually very clean.
Has anybody seen if there's any DNA on the mayonnaise?
Or the sandwich that was bitten into.
If that's an extra test, then I'll have to do that.
Yeah, okay, you go ahead.
What do you want me to roll for that one?
Probably that would be biology, medicine.
Okay, I've got both.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do biology.
Okay.
You're the guy? I will support you half. If you have it.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
So your doctor tells you, the DNA on the sandwich does match the, your suicide, Mr. Todd, or Mr. Hodge, or Hodgkiss, or whatever he calls himself.
Okay, so the sandwich was definitely eaten by him.
Mm-hmm. A ham sandwich, you think? Yeah. The meal of a suicide.
And it's a couple days old, and it was on top of the typewriter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so something was written a couple of days ago and then ditched.
So that means the typewriter had been thrown away a couple of days ago, probably right after the letters were written.
Yeah. We should have seen what else was in the same bin. We should have sent the interns dumpster diving, and now one of them has left us. Now only the intelligent one is left to go dumpster diving. This is a tragedy.
I'll go ahead and give Doyle a card for his insight there.
Does anybody have anything else to be done here?
Yeah, as soon as we're done with I want to type the,
I'm just curious about DNA. That'll tell us male or female, at least.
Type the address and see, look at the, like, once I type on, like, a clean sheet of paper, what's up with the erase, you know, what were they trying to get rid of in the typewriter?
Mm-hmm. All right, you're typing the, yeah.
Well, in these
so
days,
you're putting, like, a clean sheet of paper in there and typing stuff?
Yes, I'm going to type the address, because you said it was right up between the number and the word.
Right. So you type the address. All the addresses were to the same building except the one to the bank.
Right.
You can tell that the typewriter itself is kind of cockeyed. Some letters land at weird angles, some above, some below the line. But just from typing the number, you don't get anything that would make it particularly something that you need to erase there.
Okay. Well, like I said,
is there a number on the one to the bank as well? It's not a number, an erasure mark on the one to the bank?
Yes, there is.
Wow. And it's also between the number and the...
Yeah, all of them, even the one to the bank, which is a different address, has the erasure mark.
Okay.
Totally baffled by it.
Everybody give me a history roll.
It didn't happen today, I don't know. Oh my god, I made it.
I fail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on.
Yes, I understand history. And
I made it.
I made it by a lot.
Sure. Okay. The guy, how much do you make it by Almond?
By 30.
Yeah, there's something about that seems familiar, but you don't know what it is. You can't quite remember.
Uh-oh.
Anybody else make it better than 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. It's just...
while we look
something
it up.
To do with erasing. Well, the only thing I can think of is the letters or numbers which would have gone in front of the apartments.
Can we try to look that up? Yeah, we'll look up addresses and stuff.
Oh, I mean, okay, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's the only thing that I can think of that would have gone in between the number and the letter. In between the number and the address. Can anybody think of anything else? Is the question.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. If something was erased with an eraser,
yes,
we have cool forensic shit that can bring that right up.
Yes, we should be thinking like forensic people.
Okay, someone is going to do the cool forensic shit.
I thought we already did that, and I didn't get, that's what I thought what I did when I first got here.
Yeah, that's what I thought you did too, yep. So.
No, he did, and, I told you, what you got, it was some kind of punctuation mark, like a comma or period, something like that.
Mm, that, yeah. Right.
That's weird.
So, a comma or a period or something like that, in between the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If I check it against the,
Wait a minute, try typing like that with the comma or period in between the numbers. See if it's...
You mean in between the number and the word?
Yeah, whatever they did. Try repeating what they did.
Sure.
But on a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I'll comma, the next one, line, I'll put a period.
Did anybody have deformed hands that we saw? It could be a typing problem with hands or something.
Or yeah, just somebody who isn't used to typing.
Right, those are good ideas with the typing. You go ahead, you put in a fresh sheet of paper, and you try it a couple different ways. Yeah, it was definitely a comma.
So there was a comma there. Well, mm-hmm. That's a...
Comma's next to
way of, that's a way of writing. I mean...
MKL period, semicolon, or near it. I don't know if that makes any difference, but...
Well, that's just a way of writing an address with the...
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that a way they did it in old-timey? Where they put, like, address, comma?
Yeah.
And, who did we see that was older than the state of New York?
Nobody, as far as I know.
No. There was one lady.
There was an old lady, but I don't think she was older than the state of New York.
Oh, no, we're pretty sure she was.
If she had smelled even the faintest bit like corn, I would have taken her down hard.
Oh, yeah, right then and there, too.
I don't need to know about your sex life.
Unfortunately, I don't really have one right now.
Was somebody researching something?
I think he was trying to research his sex life.
I've got a pleasure slave in my Winnebago, and I can't have sex with her, because I grew unconscious at some point.
Sensitivity training has paid off.
Yes, that is the ultimate reward, the fact that you cannot have sex.
I hate...
made you go through it.
But yeah, But I am giving Timmy a refill and Doyle a card for having a conscience and not taking advantage of his pleasure slave.
Why does Timmy get a refill?
For something you said.
God. Our cards are now good enough where I'm having trouble figuring out who to pass off cards to.
I've been too generous with the cards, really.
No, not really, but it's a tough
game. I just
took a check on willpower.
I got a reroll and an extremely limited master plan, but you've got camaraderie and supporter reroll.
Yeah, what have I got? What else? I've got two. I've got a
and
third
a victory,
one, haven't I?
Victory.
That's it.
Were you thinking of rallying or something?
Well, no, I got a refill. So, well, do your refill. I'll trade you.
I don't
some
have
cards.
A refill. I just.
Oh.
I'm going to use Helpful Librarian on
you
the
just
next.
Told
thing.
You to get a refill.
No, give me said give no, a card.
Oh, get a card.
I got a
what's
card.
Your other
you
cards?
A point of fails, nope, and Helpful Library.
Well, here, why don't you take this and this. I wouldn't mind the extremely limited back later. And then...
All right, well, I've got to trade you that then.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to toss all this shit. And
does anyone want the check and willpower? I'll extremely limited it. And...
No, don't extremely limit it. That's what I got to play immediately, refill my hand. The rest of my cards were shit. I'm trying to save that for some failure suites because I want to get one for me and the Ulminator. But actually, just the Ulminator would be fine on that. Gosh, forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
I don't think I have any negative favors anymore. I got rid of the last ones with the other crippled guy who worked at the KBC named Jimmy. And so I don't have any negative favors, so I get two cards, which is good because my other cards are all shite.
I'm getting close. The only people that really hit me right now are Roombas.
Discard a plus one. Nobody wants that.
Yes, they count as people. You remember that from your sensitivity training.
Someone went to sensitivity training for saying that Roombas, one Roomba should be attacked, I believe.
Yeah. I'm going to play my Spark of Divinity. And then extremely limited it.
What does that do?
Spark of Divinity. Choose one statistic, fail at stat times 5, and get a permanent plus 1. Declare which stat before rolling. Essence. And then do it again.
To essence again?
Yeah. I've got such a low essence, it may go up twice. 41 or higher is the middle, gentlemen.
But you may not.
42. But you may not like.
Spin pause.
Right. So, it goes up. Now, 46 is the number. No, fucker.
One. Well done.
Oh, well. At least, I mean...
Yeah.
So, it went up once.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Good. And I still got check in it, and I will spend pause to get that fucker off.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an extreme limited. Can I grab that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's clever. Mark is fucking on, I'll tell you what.
I'll do essence as well. What do I need?
Times 5, fail it.
Times 5.
Yeah, so yeah, one over times 5.
So you have an essence higher than 6?
Yeah.
I didn't always. My essence is just now getting back up to...
human levels?
Yeah, I'm at subhuman right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just need one more point so I can cast a spell and not pass out.
Oh, wow. Not my possible. Essence just got back up to the type thing, so I'll just erase all...
What's that, Richard?
I said not passing out is overrated.
Yeah.
All right. So, there we are.
Somebody was doing something. We have a typewriter that is older than dirt.
And an old lady who's also older than dirt.
Yeah, but the old lady's not going to be writing science fiction.
Yeah, you got me there.
I think as it was downstairs outside his place, it was him writing the science fiction.
Somebody stole his typewriter? Well, let's walk through it. Let's walk through it. Okay, I'm the guy. I'm all depressed and angsty. Oh, the cops are coming to get me, but they aren't if I'm the guy who wrote the thing. That's my reason.
No. I think it was our guy downstairs, the super, who wrote the letters, etc. The typewriter was downstairs where he was found.
Yeah.
Where he was.
Yeah, but aren't all the garbage cans going there? Or is that just his garbage?
Wait, were they chutes that came down?
I don't know. Is it chutes and ladders or all the garbage? What's up?
No, there was no chute, so you have to carry it. Somebody had to carry it down or carry the garbage down to the basement. Well,
let's go back there quickly as soon as we can and see what's beneath the thing. That might help us.
Did we get fingerprints off the gun?
Good call.
Take a card for that. You printed the gun at this point.
Plus 20 to gunsmithing. That's funny.
you printed the gun at this point. Hotchkiss's fingerprints were on it.
Okay.
Hmm. Along with a fair amount of gore. But let's not talk about that. Hmm.
Let's go back and see what was at the scene.
Okay.
I don't know what else we got to process here, unless anybody can think of something to process.
Okay, so you all go back to 230 Hatton Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you want to go?
I want to check out the bin that we found the typewriter in.
Yeah.
And see whether... what's beneath it. What's beneath where the typewriter was. See if we can identify who threw out the typewriter that way.
Okay. You go through it. There's normal garbage there. Looks like pretty much just bits of stuff that belongs to each of the tenants. There's nothing that really points to any one person.
But there's nothing. No.
Okay. You all hear the gears in Richard's mind turning. That's turning.
Pretty much what I've learned to do is just let Almond solve it. He will eventually. I nod and smile for the camera.
Yes.
Okay, so let's walk through it. Somebody in the building goes, oh, I don't like anybody. I'll sit around, and I'm sorry, I'm still thinking it's a teenage girl. That's the kind of shit that they do. They sit around, get all angsty, write up stupid science fiction, and then...
They know everything that's gone on in the building. I don't see the teenage girl as actually being bothered enough to search around to find it all out.
Well... Okay, why don't we go at it with this angle then, LT? What if we were to try to research to find out how somebody knew about, like, the convict? Because, I mean, well, no, because that's on the internet. Is it on the civilian internet? Because I'm thinking that'd be the hardest thing to find out is the convict stuff. Because we use cop computer. We got a cop computer.
Yeah, I figured we ran his fingerprints and got his real identity.
Right. So I'm wondering, because somebody had to know if you've been on the... Because he was on the run for so long, it's my opinion that he got good at it. Because you can't be on the run for no 16 years if you suck at it.
Yeah. So, and living a high life like this.
Right. So he was good. He was good at it, right? That tells me that somebody else was better at uncovering it. Maybe he gave one a little sign. Somebody observant about human behavior, because otherwise, how would you know, really? So, if we were trying to research him like we were civilians, i.e. not using cop computer stuff, we could see if his shit's out there on the internet. Even if somebody referenced to his thing, if we were to trace back last IP logs or whatever, probably still go to his building, because the building's probably on one big IP thing, I don't know. But
Timmy takes a card for some really smart thinking.
I got a supporter pen with a really warped elf on it. So why don't we try that? Because, I mean, yeah, it's a trip back to the KBC, but we've been all over this evidence shit, and we haven't found anything here. So I'm thinking, why not think like whoever was doing it? You know this guy up in your building's got a shady past. Yeah? What do you think, LT?
Yeah, I'm just running through it to see if there's anything we can do at this end while we're here.
Oh, yeah.
What we could do...
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
What?
I've already put in to have this Alexander Miles fucker promoted. How about if he solves this case so that we can all go get flapjacks, we promote him another pay grade. Eh?
No.
Flapjacks, LT.
I don't like flapjacks.
You said go out for dinner later.
Does it have liquor in them?
Flapjacks, dude.
They do not have liquor in them.
What do you think about after the game going to fucking Waffle House? Oh. Sorry, man.
Shut up.
Right. Waffle Focus.
House, well, why don't we check on the validity of the other letters? I mean, if the one to Lewis Hodd was... accurate.
That's another good way. That's another good way, because if you're going to write yourself a poison pen letter, you would put down, wait a minute, who's the asshole who said, oh, it didn't really make sense to me, or blah, blah, blah. Or, wait a minute, oh, no, this is unthinkable. Let's all go away from this place to another place. Like, half a block away is fine. Around a corner. Something. Place.
Sure.
I just had a horrible, horrible idea. Although it makes no sense.
I've got a gas card. Can I just torch the place?
No. I thought you were on the same fucking sheet of music as me. Alright. We walk away so we're not in danger of being overheard, Abel.
Okay.
This is messed up, but what if it was the chief of detectives?
I mean, I was wondering about that a little bit.
He wouldn't need to, but he didn't get a poison letter. B, he is old enough to have a typewriter like this, or could buy one somewhere.
He isn't.
He could buy one somewhere. See, he's smart enough to get the information.
And cover it up.
And cover it up. That's the important thing, because a lot of people wouldn't consider, like, the carriage and stuff.
Or it could be his daughter.
His daughter's, like, 13.
That's true.
That's right.
For some reason, I was thinking she was the 18-year-old. That's the Drayton's.
Yeah. But, on the other hand, if it was him...
Like, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point, really? It wouldn't make any sense, because, okay, I'm chief of detectives. I don't like any of my neighbors. Wait a minute. Here's another thought. Now, this may be a little crazy.
Well, we can look at the case file notes and see who prosecuted it, or whose evidence put it away. I mean, if it was the same...
Well, hold on a minute, LT. If it was... Okay, just eliminating the chief of detectives. If it was him, if you discovered that your neighbor... was, like, some undercover villain for 16 years, you wouldn't send him a poison pen letter. You'd just arrest him.
Put him away.
But here's a question. Now, this is messed up, because everything's been manufactured to show a suicide boy is the one who done it, right?
No.
Now, this is a little out there, and you may say I'm crazy, but you do anyway. What if it was the guy who hired us, who carefully manufactured it, because there's a bid placed on this building? And if I'm not mistaken, in New York City, apartments are really hard to get, and once somebody's been in there a while, then they get rent control. In other words, the rent's frozen at a certain level. Let's say that the bank who owned it wanted to sell the building, but they couldn't because they got all these rent control fuckers in there. Some of the people, like the lieutenant of police or whatever, are considered good to have in there. This is why he didn't get a poison pen letter, right? All the undesirables get poison pen letters. He wants them out, dead, whatever. Or suspects in a murder case. So he manufactures all this shit, carefully cleans it up, and then he says, hey, so all we have to do, this could easily disprove it, is just make one phone call, have, like, your secretary look and see if anybody's trying to buy the building, if it's on the market, and or even just call and ask if it's on the market, who would she talk to, and if they go, oh, it's not for sale, then she's done. If they go, oh, yes, we would like to talk to you about it, I mean, we could even call from here, for God's sake. You know, they don't know the Tony the Tiger phone number. They'd just be told it's great, you know, because that's a reason to get rid of everybody out of the building except for the cop, because everybody likes having a cop for a neighbor.
And what about the old lady?
Three people didn't receive it. The super didn't receive one either.
The old lady may have covered hers up and said, oh, I didn't get one because hers was too embarrassing. Hers might have said, you're a big busybody, nobody likes you.
The cop could have got one and not released it because it was too damaging to his career. The cop might not have been the target. It might have been his wife, and we just haven't spoken to her.
Could be. But I'm just saying that if it is because the building's for sale, let me just make one phone call.
Just make a phone call. Just go and do it. Stop theorizing.
I do so, Abel.
Yeah, problem is, at this point, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh! Well, I'll still try calling around and getting the number for later. But I think it's a neat theory. I don't know if anything will come of it, but it's a cool theory.
That is a really cool theory, and you get a card for it.
Yay, me. I got a reroll.
Yes, it's definitely after business hours for any kind of that kind of thing.
Well, you can never tell. These fuckers may still be at work. They got no lives. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Richard?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just not putting on what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you say that you thought that all the evidence was pointing us towards him? Who had committed suicide, to Lewis Hodge.
Because we've gotten pointed toward him, sir?
Oh.
Give me a look shifty.
I don't understand. Why do you think the evidence points towards him having written the letters?
I kind of lost the thread right there. Sorry.
All right.
I mean, the only thing that pointed towards him was the fact that the mayonnaise matched. But that's pretty weak.
Yeah, he went downstairs. If he was... Why did he not eat the sandwich?
Yeah, he's a fat man. A fat man would have done his best to eat that sandwich.
Oh, That wasn't a fat man.
The sandwich was half eaten.
Yeah.
If that's relevant to y'all.
Yeah.
He's like, I just put the sandwich there as a...
It wasn't a whole sandwich. I mean, it was obviously bitten into, yeah.
Maybe that's when he got his letter. He just stopped eating it.
Well, no, because it was a couple of days ago. It was a couple of days old, so... And the letters were delivered this morning, so... Is there, any addresses typed out in the science fiction novel? Does it say, like, the blonde box hero went to 234
That's something
fake alien street?
That's something
because I'm just wondering if it has, like, the commas there, like the others are, so that we know that person who wrote the novel is the person who wrote the letters. Or whether it just happens to be, bam, my novel will never get printed, it's crap, I'm throwing my typewriter out.
Nobody throws out their typewriter.
Yes, they do when they buy a new computer or they get frustrated with shit.
I stare at it for a moment. Yes, sir.
Wow, we are hitting up against a pretty hard wall here, huh?
Let's go read the fucking novel. It's all I can think of that we haven't done.
It's crap. But yeah,
read the novel. Well, I haven't read it. I can't think of anything else. And when we're at a brick wall, best thing to do?
Read shitty novels?
Go back to the evidence.
No.
Right, we have... Well, we're looking for the person who wrote the letters, yes?
Correct.
What do we have... That ties anybody to the...
The building.
We've got the cotton fibers. We haven't done anything with them.
True.
That's the only thing that I can think of that we have which hasn't matched up somewhere along the lines.
We could find out that the cotton fibers have... what's it called in them? The I don't care them, which means that it's a teenager's.
It's not the teenager's. What the...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she done it.
No teenager is going to sit down and write a science fiction novel on a typewriter, and particularly not a... Oh, God damn it, Luke. Timmy.
My name's not TV, sir, but if you wanted to call me TV, I suppose I can answer to it. Who am I? Where am I going?
Well, okay, what do we got? What is on these fibers that we have found? Just that they're cotton fibers, nothing more.
Yeah, I mean, this, as I said, that's whether they were Q-tip fibers, they definitely are not. It definitely is something that was part of, like, some kind of
manufacture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any trace chemicals on it? So it would be used as a cleaning cloth.
Ah, good. Get a card for that. It looks like there was some kind of... There are two chemicals you find on there. One is ink from the typewriter ribbon. Not much. Schmear. And a little bit of bleach.
Did we see... there was no... If we sniff the typewriter, does it smell of bleach? Everybody sniff the typewriter after we sniff
you all, all gather around the typewriter and just give me smell rolls.
I do not succeed.
No, sir. I farted.
So we will fail our smell rolls. That's excellent.
It's a typewriter. You smell ink.
I place a reroll on Doyle.
Hey, I do that. Oh, no.
Oh, success.
Ah.
We're...
He manages to smell through the fire.
You do. You do definitely smell some kind of cleaner, some kind of harsh cleaning product of this thing.
Way to smell through my gas.
Yeah. How heavy is the...
Rotten eggs and bleach.
That's right. How heavy... I mean, like I said, have you ever seen an office typewriter from the 60s?
Yeah.
It's that.
7, 8, 10 pounds, somewhere in there.
Yeah, something like 10 pounds, solid steel frame, bulky, real uncomfortable to carry around.
Probably not something the old lady would be able to carry up the stairs.
True.
Get down the stairs to throw away.
Get a card.
It's also near the sewers, who would also have bleach since he does cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody would have bleach.
Well, see, the problem is we're getting a lot of circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
I would love nothing better than to kick in the super's door and say, how's it hanging, Bucko?
Excellent. Sold. Off we go.
Pardon? What we got, sir? We can't, we got nothing. Where are we going? Nowhere.
Well, what else do you want, then?
Some sort of evidence that could get me
do you think we could get?
Well, I think if I had to choose...
Oh, god damn it. How were the envelopes sealed? Were the envelopes sealed?
Oh, my
with
god, they were licked.
A DNA.
Well done, Officer Ullman. May I dance the dance of the happiness?
No, only if it says they're licked, not if they were
sponged.
Stuck in.
They were licked. Everybody licks. Or the stamps. We can check those fuckers, too.
Well, actually, envelopes now have peel-like
stickers. Well, I don't know if they...
Except decent ones. Check the envelopes. How was that stuck together?
Mm-hmm. Check the envelopes, the stamps, fingerprint the stamps, as well as the envelopes if we haven't already. Is Abel still there or did they drop?
Oh, I'm sorry, friends. I had a mute on. I was talking to you all. You had no idea what I was saying. Ullman gets a card for his idea. Yeah, you fingerprint stamps, envelope letters, no fingerprints.
Right.
You scrape glue from the stamps, glue from the envelopes, no DNA. It looks like they were sealed with water. Either you drip water on there, maybe, or rubbed it with a sponge. Who knows?
Fuckers.
But no DNA.
I hate them all so much.
Yeah,
you know, this guy is good, you're thinking.
He knows how to steal an envelope.
People don't think about
that. I don't
lick
my envelopes.
And we've already fingerprinted the stamps, the envelopes, all that shit.
Yes, sir.
What about inside the envelopes? I know it rarely comes up, but it's possible.
Right now, what you find is, you find on Hod's envelope, you find his fingerprints. On the Drayton's envelopes, you find a couple of different fingerprints, and so on.
We don't have anybody's fingerprints to compare it to, mm-hmm. unless they've been good and registered their fingerprints in the...
Or from all the fucking doorknobs we got, did we get any matches from that?
Hey, good idea. Here's what you get. The guy on the first floor, Mauro Lester, he's a commodities trader, so yeah, his company made him register his fingerprints. The fingerprints on his letter and the fingerprints on his doorknob match him and one other person. You're thinking his wife, probably.
How about just give us the unexpected or unexplained ones?
Righto. Unfortunately, as you go through them, there's nothing unexpected or unexplained with the fingerprints. Everyone who said they handled the letter did.
Well, shit. Do I get a card for you saying good idea?
Yeah, that was definitely a good thing to try and follow up, yeah?
Do you want to drop your +20 to gunsmithing mark and get a skill 10 I'm discarding?
Sure.
Great.
I'll take I might take the gunsmithing. What are my cards at the moment, Logan?
Camaraderie, victory, clog, and greed.
Ah, okay, I would be.
There you go. Mark's got clogging greed, low pos clogging greed, full clogging greed, and a skill pass.
Wow. We need to wrap this up so people can get some pos.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Solve the damn case.
Oh yeah, God, that'd be nice, but don't put yourself
in there. Right.
All right. Okay, so far we have no motive and no real evidence.
Right.
The only motive I've really got is that they're all tied to the people in the building, and it's just that they annoyed somebody in there.
Right.
The guy committed suicide.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's a suicide as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely a suicide. So whoever it is gets charged.
Now, I mean, the super would, you know, have access to their trash and a lot of their secrets.
Good point there. Yeah, super has access to their secrets via trash. He did strike me as the kind of guy who might be up all night. Well, shit. We could just... Yeah, I don't really feel like staying up and watching this asshole all the time.
Yeah.
If you're having to do surveillance and stuff like that, that proves that you are out of fucking ideas.
Well, no worries. As you say that, it's about 7:30. A taxi drives up, and a woman gets out. And
evidence?
No, we're sitting around the corner.
How did we process all that evidence just now, or were we just talking about...
Ah, that's right. Never mind. Forget it.
Yeah.
We hurry up and rush back.
Yeah.
I call Mr. Plunkett to see whether he's filled in any of our forms, or whether anybody bothered to send him any of our forms to hire us.
Oh, yeah, I mean, as you check up on the financial thing, yeah, he has his bona fides in, and he'll be charged for acquiring your services.
Just to check that we're not going to go, great, case solved. And then he goes, I didn't know you.
Yeah, the accountants at KBC, they never sleep.
Right. Where were these postmarks from? Were they all from a particular area where somebody else works?
As you try to match that up, no, afraid not. They were all sent, they were definitely all postmarked on the same day at the same post office.
Yeah. Okay. No idea where they were posted, however, or no. But they were all posted on the Friday. Can we knock off for not being in that area on the Friday? Check on alibis for that.
Well, okay.
Is that a viable tactic?
We tried, but, I mean, we haven't...